You're listening to a special New Year's edition of Radiola with Andy Sr. And I'm digging it too. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. It actually makes you appreciate Eddie after playing Sammy Kaye, but there you go. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Stanley Worth, and I do like that a lot. How Can We Be Wrong, from 1938, off of very nice Brunswick. Some of these I have done very little equalization to. The sound is just stunning on these recordings, and well done. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. continuing, and we are going to go back into the 1920s here, just for a dip, and a vocal selection by Edith Evans, American vaudevillian, Ray Meyer, her accompanist and partner in this crime, 1929, Kansas City Kitty.
Napoleon, love got Charlie too. Here's how Chicago Charlie said he met his Waterloo. I left Frisco Kate, swinging on the Golden Gate, when Kansas City Kitty smiled at me. I left Ma and Pa out in Omaha, when Kansas City
finger so you'll remember me. Any little thing to help me linger in your memory. If you learn to love another, think how lonely I would be. So tie a little string around your finger so you'll remember me.
Thank you.
J. Wilbur and his band, Shadows on the Window, 1932. And a nice vocal group in there, great sound. A little guitar wasn't bad either, very, very pleasantly done. Another British group before that, Jack Leon and his band, 1931. Tie a string around your finger. Well, you have to at my age. You have to tie something around something, or, you know, maybe a chain around your leg on occasion. Before that, Edith Evans, Billy Meyer and his, not Billy Meyer, Ray Meyer and his piano there accompanying her. Kansas City Kitty, 1929. As I say, I've thrown my brain out the window, so, you know, it's marked. It's got, you know, it's got one of those stickers that says this will be returned postage paid to its rightful owner if anyone should find it. Radiola, Andy Sr., I've said it. I'm saying it again. We're going to continue with a very nice copy of this on Regal Zonophone, originally on Bluebird, I believe. Vincent Lopez and his St. Regis Hotel Orchestra. We're trying to maintain that hotel band feel tonight so you can keep dancing. Johnny Morris on the vocal, and he was in all kinds of things. He was with the Georgians earlier. There he is with Vincent Lopez with Spellbound. Nice tune, nice recording of it from 1934.
caught in a riptide.
Hurry, I'm falling.
Torn between two loves, the old and the new.
Where can I turn? Where can I go?
Riptide.
Throw me a lifeline.
Lost in a riptide.
Caught in a strife line.
Where will it take me? What shall I do?
Won't somebody tell me what I ought to do?
My heart is tossed on a sea of emotion. One love offers romance, the other devotion. A new love is calling,
calling to me.
The old love is pleading,
pleading to me.
I'm caught in a riptide between the two.
Johnny Hamp and his orchestra, and this was an interesting, we veered off into Ersatz Lombardo land. Johnny Hamp was playing, sounded like a Lombardo arrangement with a little more corn thrown in for, you know, maybe some some high fructose corn. It sounded like Johnny McAfee on the vocal, Without a Word of Warning, 1935. Before that, The Real Guy, and he sounded good there. Carmen and the group behind behind Carmen, Riptide, 1934. That's intense stuff, really. Beginning with Vincent Lopez and his St. Regis Hotel Orchestra, Johnny Morris singing it, Spellbound, 1934. Oh, yes. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I am not immune to romance. I am not. I strive to be a clear-minded type guy, and I do strive to maintain my feet on the floor and my brain and engaged in sanity all the time. But New Year's Eve is a different kind of thing for me. So we're having fun. We're not. There's no need to be analytical. Here's Ben Sullivan recording as Rudy Marlowe in his orchestra. No vocal, 1930. Nice tune, though, In My Little Hope Chest. Thank you.
and a girl romancing. He kissed her and held her so tight. Right then and there, they vowed to care. Their love affair was beautiful, wonderful, for they fell in love while dancing. I'm the boy, you're the girl,
Osborne and his orchestra, actually a Freddie Martin group, Under a Blanket of Blue, 1933. Very nice. There he is. Before that, Owen Fallon and his Californians, Jack Berger group, John Pierce, and on that label, I don't believe Pinky Pearl was listed, just Vocal Refrain, but he recorded that. Some labels had Pinky Pearl on them, but that was definitely John Pierce again. And you can't deny it. That's that guy. A Boy and a Girl Were Dancing. Of course, I've read in some discography it was supposed to be Jack Pearl, but people get so confused. You just got to listen to the records, man. You know, play those records, and the audio evidence will astound you. Before that, Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra, Ben Sullivan, In My Little Hope Chest, 1930, off a very nice, clean Diva from that year. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we're having a lot of fun, and the shrimp ring is, it's not holding, it's gone. We finished it, and the champagne and whatever else we have on hand here, pretzels, we have a lot of pretzels. Don't worry about the pretzels. We're going to proceed. I found a nice way to make hummus, too. I'll have to describe that to you later. But speaking of, you don't use too much garlic in your hummus, by the way, or else you'll wind up like this. Maurice Winnick and his orchestra, 1935, from A Night at the Opera. That's a good one. Alone.
Thank you. him along. Then one happy afternoon I met you, and my heart began to sing a song. Somehow I mistook you for an angel, but now I'm glad that I was wrong. You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you.
Again, it happened before. Remember, we thought we were smart and almost broke each other's heart. Don't let it happen again. Let's not be sorry again like we were before. Remember, we'll only be blue and we'll regret it if we do. Don't let it happen again. What's a little quarrel? Can't we kiss and make up like all lovers do every time we quarrel, darling? Does it mean we have to say we're through? Don't let it happen again. It happened before, remember? The heartaches we had, the love we lost while we were mad. Don't let it happen again.
Frank Luther and his orchestra. Actually, Victor Young was leading that. Don't Let It Happen Again, 1934. And that's a strange song. Again, we've thrown our brains out the window. Our critical faculties are shot. So we're gonna say that was pretty good. Whoever wrote that song obviously was in need of scansion therapy. Before that, we had Jim Davidson, another Australian recording. of Palais Royal Orchestra, I'll String Along With You, 1934, and that strange vocal group behind the main vocalist. But I liked it. Maurice Winnick and his orchestra, Alone, 1935. This is Radiola. We proceed, and hummus recipe may be forthcoming if you're willing. You know, if you're still standing on your 2 feet, you may want to stay away from the food processor anyway. It's not a good idea. But maybe I got it off the back of the bag of pretzels. Who am I kidding? We're going to continue now. 1929 vocal recording. Roy Fox on the cornet here. One of his Los Angeles recordings with vocalist June Purcell and Marianne.
Here is my heart and soul. fragrance divine. Rosebud of the days of my childhood, watched you bloom in the wildwood, and I hope you'll be mine. Mother, now your eyes beam at twilight, sparkling like each new drop at dawn. Mother, when I look for your love light, I awake with a sigh, and I find you are mine.
Jay Wilbur and his band, Marta, Rambling Rose of the Wildwood, with her fragrance divine. Well, I don't know. She's hanging over a campfire all day. I'm not sure how divine her fragrance is. It might be sort of like wood smoke and whatever. I'm just trying to envision what this gal smells like. Marta from 1932. No, I guess you got to stop analyzing and just listen. Before that, June Purcell with Roy Fox accompanying on cornet and other musicians from Roy Fox's band at that time. Mary Ann, 1929. This is Radiola, and we're having a lot of fun this evening and enjoying the hummus and the pretzels and the shrimp ring and the various beverages, which we've managed to do a good job on. Oh, yes. I'm not kidding you. It's not a pretty sight here, but we're glued to our speakers tonight. We're not going anywhere with this one, so it's okay, isn't it? Then this is an odd recording, and I just thought I would throw it in. A couple of odd things coming up. Here is a Japanese vocalist. We just had two women's songs here, two songs about girls' names, and. Here's somebody who I don't know what her name is, but a Japanese vocalist with an orchestra in the 1940s on a Japanese 78 singing Sentimental Journey. So here it is.
Anillo.